This is the Pulse Stories at the Heart of Health, Science, and Innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today is about natural history museums, and a lot of them have collections of human bones, human skulls. These ancient skulls can hold clues that allow us to puzzle together our distant past, but they can also help answer some modern questions. Sometimes when you look at hundreds and hundreds of specimens, you notice something, a change, a new development. Let's now head to the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology in Philadelphia, where one passionate researcher thinks she figured out why so many people have crooked teeth these days. Here's Tanya English.
I met Janet Monge in her lab. It's a comfortable jumble of artifacts and papers.
It is what it is. I mean, like, you know, the thing is, I'm not going to make it look like someplace that nobody works. It just is what it is. It's also loved.
The anthropologist has thick eyebrows and wears her glasses on a beaded string. When I arrive, the glasses are perched on her head, and Monge is in front of a collection of about 20 different skulls. The bones are creamy white, brown, and yellow. One from ancient Peru, another is from Philadelphia in the 1800s.
Some of them are archaeological, so they could be a few thousand years old to a few hundred years old.
Monge's title is Keeper and Curator. Her team of bone and tooth experts use super-powered imaging scanners and an electron microscope that can show a sliver of hard tissue at 40,000 times its actual size. There are lots of reasons to study the bones of ancient people.
You can talk about their teeth or how they locomoted or whatever, and obviously lots of people do that, or the shape of their head and how many muscles are on this place or that place. A person like Janet Monge doesn't give a damn. I really kind of want to know when they become humans.
Her interest is how children become social, how they learn to share or cooperate, for example. And Monge says teeth can tell part of that story, and along the way, she and colleagues in the field notice something.
This is the amazing part that nobody's ever been able to figure out. Nobody in the past had dental problems. Like, we are talking nobody.
She's not talking about cavities. Monge wants to show me how straight teeth used to be. For the proof, she sends an intern to find a specimen from a dig site in Iran.
Go into, this is actually in a cabinet in the mummy room, that yellow cabinet that's in there.
Okay.
So find the lower jaw of 75-29-5-43.
Monge has been doing this work since the 1970s, and decades later, she's still delighted by a good find.
And that's beautiful. Okay. Actually, we're looking at a skull that he has in his hand. Okay.
So the skull is from a person who lived maybe 5,000 years ago.
Those teeth are beautiful teeth.
Yeah.
And yet, it has a Hollywood smile. Straight, white, symmetrical. Two little rectangles in the front, long eye teeth on the sides, and wisdom teeth sitting pretty in the back.
It's like the upper jaw, the maxilla, and the lower jaw, the mandible, are in actually kind of perfect unity with each other. And the interesting thing is that that was everybody in human history.
But we lost that, and we lost it fast. Monge says today, crooked teeth are epidemic. She's studied skulls across the ages and has pinpointed the emergence of crooked smiles.
So what happens 150 years ago that changes that? I mean, something significant happens, and it's almost global.
What happened? The Industrial Revolution happened. That's the period when a culture shifts from an agrarian rural life to manufacturing jobs in the city. So here's the hypothesis. Crooked teeth don't just come from genes. That's nature. Crooked teeth are largely created by nurture, our environment and habits after we're born. Anthropologist Janet Monge says as women went off to factories, they couldn't take their babies with them, and many mothers nursed for a much shorter time. Eons before that, moms carried their babies with them everywhere, and they commonly breastfed until a child was age 3 or 4. By the mid-1800s, there were many more bottle-fed babies, and the way an infant sucks from a bottle is very different from how she feeds at the breast.
It's even proper tongue position, which is high up in the palate, which actually pushes actually on the beginning front teeth.
Breastfed infants have to work hard to get milk, and that muscle training shapes the growth and development of the face. As those babies eat, with every pull, they create a wide, more projected jawbone. On the other hand, Monge says an offset jaw, like a rickety house foundation, sets the trajectory for adult teeth that can come in crooked later.
I mean, it's basically like we have artificially created the weak face.
Mouths are more narrow now, Monge says, but we have the same number of teeth as always. So the idea goes that causes crowding and overbite, snaggle teeth, or wisdom teeth that have no room to grow in. Crooked teeth can make it difficult to chew, misaligned teeth are harder to keep clean, and protruding lower teeth rub against and wear down teeth on the top. And that sends lots of us to the orthodontist. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.